All right, Terry, so the Browns played their first preseason game.
And guess what, Amanda?
They won.
They won.
Everyone's saying, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, last year, what happened in the four preseason games?
I don't remember.
Hugh Jackson does. They lost them all.
Oh, they lost all of them.
All of them.
Okay.
Then remember, they lost their first 14 regular season games.
Sure, I do remember that.
So Hugh Jackson was starting to think, this is like, I will never win any kind of game here in Cleveland.
So winning the preseason game was a big deal.
To him, I think it was, because in the same way, winning that 15th game, so you don't go 0-16. You want your players to see when you've come in that, like, what we're trying to teach here and do here can actually produce something.
Right.
Something decent.
Okay.
And what I saw in that game, which was very encouraging, was the defense.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's caught on DeShone Kizer, rookie quarterback, and he had a very good game. He showed, as I wrote, why he's a number one pick, a first-round pick, even though he went in the second round, but ability-wise, you know, 6'4", 220, strong arm, could move.
Yeah.
Heave the ball downfield. I mean, he showed all that. You know, he also showed some rookie weaknesses. But, you know, frankly, Cody Kessler can't do half of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Their other quarterback.
Okay.
You know, Brock Osweiler doesn't move as well as Kizer does. You know, he has more experience. I was thinking about some of the other quarterbacks they drafted. You know, Johnny Manziel, he couldn't do that. Colt McCoy.
Right.
I mean,
so already it's better.
Right. At least if you look at it just from a pure athletic view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kizer's in a different class than all these quarterbacks. Brady Quinn couldn't do this stuff. Tim Couch couldn't do this stuff.
Mm.
Now, there are a lot of guys who are like Kizer, but they never quite put it together as an NFL quarterback. They're kind of guys that play 10, 12 years, but they always seem to have 500 records. That's what was late to see.
Right.
But there was something else that I really liked.
What's that?
The defense. And, you know, Greg Williams is the new defensive coordinator.
Hmm.
He comes in with a strong reputation of turning defenses around, strong personality,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he, I think you looked at Myles Garrett, the number one overall pick. Amanda, I always talk sometimes, like, when you're watching the ball, there's sort of a frame. It's almost like your eyes can be like a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, do you ever see this guy in your frame? In other words, there, even if he isn't tackling the guy, is he somewhere around the ball? I almost saw Miles on about every other play. That's a lot for a defensive end.
Wow.
And, you know, he shut down a run. He forced a bad pass. He ran down a guy from behind. A couple other times he was very close to getting a sack. And you go, well, all right, this was the number one pick in the draft, and he looks like
it. Yeah, the real deal.
And on top of that, I mean, this is a kid that's not had any problems. You know, you don't have any Johnny Manziel baggage or that. The only concern with him is he has a history of high ankle sprains.
Mm.
And, you know, can he stay healthy? But otherwise, and in camp, he's just been dominating who's ever trying to block him.
Really?
Because they don't – remember this, he would play usually over the left tackle. Who's the left tackle who's been there forever?
Joe Thomas.
Yeah. Joe doesn't practice, basically.
Right.
In fact, I'm doing a big story on Joe for this week. He said he couldn't remember if he had four or five knee surgeries. He's had so many knee surgeries.
You're kidding. Yeah. Wow.
And as he said, you know, he says, like, you could get 60 minutes of me hard during the practice field during the week or 60 minutes on game day. Remember, he plays every game, every snap.
Wow.
So he just can't. So all these other guys who are in there in practice are just getting killed by Myles Garrett. Cameron Irving, Rob Johnson.
Because there's no Joe Thomas.
And Thomas thinks Garrett's going to be very good. And he said he talks to him. He says he studies things. You know, mm-hmm. he likes him. And, you know, Joe's got very high standards on how he views people. Joe Thomas told me this, Amanda. I asked about preparing for a game. He says, well, I go watch all the tape to give you in meetings. He says, then I get a tape or DVR of my man. I watch him a minimum of 2 hours a day.
No way.
To learn his moves and everything else.
Really?
Yes. And I'm sure they have different things. There might be a couple different guys they give him, you know, mm-hmm. that he might face. He says, that's what I concentrate on. And he said, so now if you're a defensive lineman, you should be watching me if you're going to be going against me the same way. Some guys will do it. Some guys won't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thinks Garrett will do it.
Wow.
So Garrett's been exciting. Jabril Peppers, another first-round pick. Safety's made a lot of really good plays. But just in general, Amanda, remember how last year they could never stop the run?
Yeah, Right. It was like,
I think the Saints ran average on like 3 yards a carry.
That's good.
And I watched practice Monday. They run this thing near the goal line where you're like the ball like on the 2 yard line trying to score, one play to score. They ran 12 plays, the offense. They only got in twice.
Wow.
And they could not get those guys off the line. Now, to me, this is a little alarming because the offensive line is supposed to be better. Now, Joe Thomas wasn't playing in this, but these other guys were. But the defense was just, the fan said to me, he's shaking his head and goes, well, man, at least our defense is nasty.
Yeah. Wow, that's good.
In fact, that one of the touchdowns was a touchdown pass from Osweiler to a tight end, David Njoku. So, but trying to run it, they couldn't get it in. Where before, it's like, just hand off right up the middle, 5 yards, 8 yards, 12 yards.
Yeah, you're guaranteed. Whatever. Yeah.
So that's been, I think, a big difference is that the defense, with the addition of, you know, they put two first-round talents out there in Garrett and Peppers. They re-signed Jamie Collins, who's made a Pro Bowl.
Okay.
And then you bring in a big-time coordinator. Because they were fortunate. The coaching staff where he was in L.A., they all got fired. So suddenly Greg Williams got on the open market. And they paid a ton of money and brought him in.
Cool.
And in fact, if you watch practices, it's like they have two head coaches. Because what's Hugh Jackson doing? What side of the ball does he have?
Offense, quarterback, yeah.
Well, all that. That's where he is. And Greg Williams is coaching the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's basically the coach of the defense. He's who's going to play, what they're going to play, everything else. Hugh's handed the whole thing over to him.
Hmm.
And sometimes Hugh and Greg start yelling at each other.
Really?
So I sort of like, because this thing about Greg Williams' defense is like they want to embarrass you in practice on that. And I think so sometimes the offense is working on some stuff and Williams is like, you know, got them out there just wanting to pick off passes, knock heads, talk trash, you know. And but this is a team that had been so passive before that I think they wanted to get a little bit of an edge. And I don't, have you heard what they're doing now when they, when you make a stupid penalty, what they're doing in practice?
I don't remember.
They're making them run laps.
Oh, really?
Eric Mangini's is back, which I always did. At first, I thought it was stupid. I remember when out when Mangini did this. You know, you jump offside, you run a lap. I mean, you don't have to run it super fast, but you run. And then as I watch it, suddenly, first of all, Mangini's teams always were among the fewest penalized teams in the NFL, whether it was in New York or later with the Browns.
Discipline.
The Browns went from among the most penalized teams to among the fewest. You know, the old coaching saying, you get what you stress. Well, Hugh didn't do this last year. I thought he should have because these guys, all those kids are jumping off sides or whatever. Well, the first that exhibition game, they had 12 penalties.
Wow.
So they come out the next day, guys jumped off sides. Now they're running laps. And, you know, I think it's, you know, it's good. And then on top of it, if a defensive guy jumps, you're running laps and Williams is screaming at you and a moron you are on the process. I'm not sure this is exactly perfect. You know, again, it's football. It's a different culture.
Yeah.
But I've liked what I've seen, especially the edge the defense brings. And I think that's something that will show up fairly soon in the regular season where I feel the offense is going to be kind of way behind.
Okay. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.